Hi, I'm John Shuchek. I work here in DPE, leading the technical team, and with me I've got Jeff and Giorgio. We're going to talk about a really great piece of technology that allows us to take web content and turn it into Windows Store apps. Giorgio, tell us a little bit about this.
When we talk about web in the context of apps, there's always a perception that the performance and the capabilities are inferior to the native language. Today, actually, we are going to show you how we took a website, turn it into an app that has the same quality, the same user experience of any other native application out there.
So Jeff is going to give us a quick demo on that, and I would argue in many ways it's even better than the web. So let's take a look at what Jeff's got up and running here.
All right. Thank you, John. Thank you, Giorgio. So what I'm going to do today is take my favorite web app, which is Flipboard.com, and here we have the magazines that they have on their website. I'm going to click into one of those. And you'll see I've got a great web interface that lets me use my mouse to flip pages. I'm going to take this web app. I'm going to build a prototype of a Windows 8 store app with it. So I'm going to pull it into the web app template. I put my URL that I'm going to start with right here in the base URL. And then I'm going to hit F5. And I now have a Windows 8 store app version of that same web app.
That is pretty cool.
See the same application running as a store app. All it took was starting with a great website, adding a little bit of metadata. Here's where I plug information for the website in, things like configuring the charms and offline. And at runtime, the app puts those together and creates the Windows Store app.
So what we've shown here is a pretty interesting thing, taking web content, a great web application, taking the URL for that, putting it into the template, hitting F5 and getting that app up and running. Now, there's more. There's the integration that we've done, enabling things like offline and so on. So, anything to add, Giorgio?
It's really as simple as that. We've made all of the hard work and the plumbing behind the scenes to make it super simple as a developer to create an app using this approach.
All right. So, Jeff, where do we learn more about this? Maybe you can zoom Jeff out.
Sure. So you can actually go to CodePlex and download this today. We've released it under an open source license. So go to CodePlex and search for Web App Template, or you can go to WAT, as in Web App Template, wat.codeplex.com. Download it, try it out, and tell us what you think.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Giorgio. And thanks, everybody,
for
listening.
Ciao.